CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny O'Bree. Filmmaker Avi Lewis has been elected as the New Democratic Party's new leader, defeating his opposition with 56% of the vote on the first ballot. After claiming victory, Lewis stated that the NDP is united in the commitment to working-class people and looks forward to speaking with British Columbian Premier David Eby. He also stated that in an economy that is rigged for the wealthy, he intends to expand public services, such as starting federally run grocery stores and to increase corporate tax. Alberta NDP leader Naheed Nenshi criticized the result and said that Lewis becoming the federal leader was not in the interests of Alberta. Avi Lewis is a third-generation politician with both his father and grandfather being former leaders of the New Democratic Party. The Independent Investigations Office of British Columbia is searching for witnesses to police officers shooting a man and leaving him with minor injuries in Vancouver over the weekend. The Surrey Police Service says that the man allegedly confronted police with an edged weapon after they were called to a home on 81st Avenue. After officers shot the man, paramedics treated him and brought him to the hospital. The Independent Investigations Office of BC is a civilian oversight agency that looks at cases where people are injured in their altercations with police. They say that officers used both less lethal weapons and guns in the altercation. Well-known American comedian and actor Alex Duong passed away late last week of septic shock at a hospital in Los Angeles. Born Alexander Duong in 1984 in Dallas, Texas, he kick-started his career when he wrote the story Enchanted Melody, which was showcased as a stage play by LA's top theater company for authentic Asian American stories. He later appeared in popular TV shows such as The Young and the Restless, 90210, and Death Valley, but was best known for portraying Sonny Lee in the police drama Blue Bloods. He was also highly recognized as a comedian and performed stand-up at popular clubs such as The Comedy Store and The Laugh Factory. Alex Duong is survived by his wife Christina and his daughter Everest. He was 42 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news.
You don't give up. This guy shivers. You don't. All right, dickheads, listen up. I know this sucks. We're all dumbasses, but if we just fucking lock in and plow through this, we can get it over with, all right?
Discussion about movies.
Yahoo! You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema.
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the force be with you.
CJLO is announcing the inaugural edition of Dead Air. From April 9th through 12th, CJLO is taking over La Sotterenia for 4 days of emerging music discovery. On Thursday, coming out to the Kingdom of Birds album launch with Ekka and Shunk. Friday is all-night pop with 17 Sport, Faima, Sarah Feldman, and Wicked Easy. Saturday, we're welcoming Brooklyn's Hiding Places for the launch of their album, The Secret to Good Living. Well, they'll be joined by CJLO faves Knitting and Sasha K. Closing out the festival is a stacked lineup of Kelly Elizabeth, Angela Beggin, and Museums. Individual tickets are available now, and a Dead Air Festival Pass is just $40, and that'll get you into all of the shows. Follow us at Dead Air MTL on Instagram and Dead Air Festival on Facebook. Hope to see you there.
CJLO 1690. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. I can.
I can hear you too, yeah. Adjust your mic slightly. All right,
hello.
Let's do this. Yeah, turn that up. CJLO, Electric Messiah Radio Show. Jay?
Hey. Hey.
Everybody, we're here in studio with Obelisk, Montreal death metal band. Maybe the best Montreal death metal band. It's up for you to decide. We're going to play their entire brand new album today. Say hello.
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 Heyo.
And introduce yourselves.
My name is Tristan. Let's rock.
Yeah.
I'm Sam.
I'm John.
John, do you play guitar?
The bass, electric bass.
Oh, that's right. The electric bass. I remember that. Yeah, that's right. Tristan?
I play guitar, yes.
Yeah, and you sing also?
I sing also.
And Sam?
I play the drums.
You're the drum guy.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Very difficult instrument. Mm-hmm. Underrated. Hey, what's that movie where the drum movie there?
The drum movie?
Didn't it win... Yeah, the movie I clearly haven't seen and wasn't prepared to talk about yet.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, never, yeah, that's a great one. All right, so let's talk about the Obelisk album. It's someone coming in here, a brand new album.
Yep.
It's called Call to Oblivion.
It's brand new. It's so new, it's not even out yet.
That's right, but we have it here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the first time anybody will ever hear it. It's called Call to Oblivion.
That's correct.
Yep.
I'm very excited. I've heard it twice, fortunately.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've never heard it.
Yeah. Until now.
Until now. I'm so excited for it. Let's go here. So let's jump into it. We'll play the title track. Do you have, do you want to talk about the song?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the song is basically about surveillance and authoritarianism and acceleration of artificial intelligence and how all those things are bad and scary.
Yeah. That's heavy.
Yeah.
Speaking of heavy, let's get into it.
Let's rock.
Obelisk, Call to Oblivion, CJLO.
We'll be right back.
DJ Low. Electric Messiah. Whoa. It's not. No. Stop. 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 It's too heavy. So we just listened to Necropsy of the Human Spirit, and before that it was Call to Oblivion. By the way, the first three songs we played at the beginning of the show were Witch Club Satan with their song You Wildflower, Morbid Angel with Where the Slime Live, and Party Cannon with Parisian Bedbug. But I digress. Necropsy of the Human Spirit. Tell us about this.
My idea for that song was just the idea behind, you know, humanity's endless quest to understand the soul and, you know, going through so much hardship to understand the soul when in reality, you know, we'll never understand it, I guess, you know. It's not a, there's no liquid substance, there's no
you can't touch
organ,
it, yeah.
You know, it's not inside, it's, you know, outside.
I mean,
or, I don't know.
Or it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like ideas, you can't touch them.
Yeah.
You know, people
wish you could hang on to them.
People represent them with light bulbs.
Yeah.
I don't know what a soul would be represented by. Maybe a ghostly outline.
Yeah.
That's all. That's what I can think of. What do you think about souls?
I don't know.
You think we have a soul?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We must. You
know? We must.
We must.
We must have something.
I don't think I've ever gotten this deep on the show.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I don't think I want to get that deep on the show. On Call to Oblivion, you said there was. So is it just the three of you on this album?
No. So the full record, Jaden, our other guitar player,
yeah.
I guess former guitar player. He's not playing with us right now, but shout out Jaden if you're listening.
Shout out,
buddy.
Hey, Jaden. What's up, man?
yeah, he's playing all the leads, and you know, I think it's either the left ear or the right ear. He's one of them. But and I'm the other guitar.
Both the guitars were awesome on Call to Oblivion, so shout out both of you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's get into the third track on the album. It's called Absolved. Tell us a little bit about this. Is this about someone specifically?
No, it's about sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone can relate to problems sleeping.
Yeah.
This is a bigger problem, but here it is. Absolved, Obelisk, Call to Oblivion, CJLO 1690, Electric Messiah Radio.
We'll be right back.
CJLO 1690. Jay?
Hey, hey.
I mean, guys, this, it's getting better. Let me just pause this here. That was the third song for everybody that's listening. We're in studio with Obelisk. We're listening to the unreleased album, Call to Oblivion. When are you putting this out?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Oh, it's not coming out tomorrow.
No.
Yeah.
April 9th.
No, exclusive, dude.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Should I?
April Fools.
We'll see if I put. We'll see if we can put this up on the website after. Maybe not.
The official bootleg.
Official bootleg. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, we just played Absolved, and I just sat here with my headphones on, just zoning out. No, it's really good. I'm very happy with it. Jay.
Yeah.
You want to talk about
signature? And we were talking about in between the songs.
We were talking in nerd stuff about time signatures and tunings and stuff. Well, I used to ask those questions in between, but we ran out of time, so I wait till the song is playing to ask nerd questions.
Yeah.
Ask more nerd questions.
Yeah. Oh, we were just going over how a lot of it is in six, and we do have a tendency to write in six, at least on this album and the one previous. We have quite a bit that's not in 4/4. So it doesn't necessarily feel like an odd time signature to me or us.
That's not easy to do odd time signatures that don't roll like an egg, you know, to have something that has a good balance to it. Mm-hmm. And earlier you were saying you were in you're tuned drop A. Is that your normal tuning?
It's a drop A sharp.
A sharp, that's right. Yeah.
But yeah, there's one song on here that's C standard.
Yeah.
And then the rest are just, you know.
Is that your normal turning, or have you evolved into that?
We have always had that.
Yeah.
Yeah. In at least in this band, you know, C standard, drop A sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to play another song?
Well, let's see.
Prisoner of the Skull.
Well, the next song on the album is called Inoculant. We should go in. Let's go in order.
All right. Yep.
Yeah. 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 Talk about this song for a moment before we play it.
This song is about working a crappy job and how great it is. The chorus goes, work, grind, repeat.
Yeah.
Worthless piece of meat.
Yeah.
Dogma of defeat.
Yeah.
May I supersize your order?
Yeah. So before we put... I can't wait to listen to the song, first of all. I'm just finishing a 400-page book called Blood in the Machine, and it's all about the Luddite uprising in the early 1800s, which is the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. The fake person named General Ludd was the person they all gathered around, and essentially this song sounds like it's going to be about... Because they were all about breaking the machines because they realized... They were all at home, you know, weaving their cotton, and these machines came along, and they realized it was over. They're going to have to work these horrible jobs. Mm-hmm. And it's been 200 years since, and we're still doing it. So this is it, Obelisk with Inoculant from the album Call to Oblivion on Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690 AM. We'll be right back. CJLO 1690, Inoculant from the album Call to Oblivion by Obelisk, who we have in the studio right now. You won't be able to hear this album until, what, Friday of next week?
Thursday.
And where can people listen to this album?
On Bandcamp.
On Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Got it. Bandcamp. That's it, people. Or you can hit me up if you know how to get in touch with me, and I'll give you What do we call it? What do they call them?
A bootleg.
A bootleg, yeah. I forgot that immediately.
The Electric Messiah Records official.
Yeah, right. And then the show will be over.
Sorry.
You can listen to the radio show after.
Yeah, it's true.
All
right, so the next song on the album is Prisoner of the Skull, but before that, let's just talk a bit about the difference between the recording process on this album and your previous recordings with Obelisk, which are dope and people should listen to, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, we recorded at Blackgate, which is a studio in Little Italy with our friend Julian, and the drum sounds turned out fucking amazing. Everything turned out great. I'm very stoked on it, and very stoked to have worked with him again, especially in like a studio of that quality. Like, a lot of great records come out of that space.
What's the name of that space?
Blackgate.
Blackgate. What are some other albums that have come out of that space?
All of the Spectral Wound stuff.
Okay.
Scum Strike. The Typeface stuff.
You don't remember if you recorded there?
No, we didn't. No, not that record. The last Cell Press record, the drums and bass were recorded there.
Last couple of Rapists.
The Lobotomite record too.
Yeah. Shout out Rapists. Shout out Cell Press. Shout out Typeface. Shout out Lobotomite. All right. Prisoner of the Skull. For the last couple of days, I've been screaming in my head. I understand from my own, personal experience, I've definitely been a prisoner in my own skull. Mm-hmm. It's really annoying, and it's sometimes difficult to get out of. And I kick myself for staying in that spot sometimes. It's not a good spot to be in.
No.
Is this what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of that. A little bit of Panopticon.
Panopticon, yeah.
Mix that together, you get the song.
Right. For people out there who don't know what Panopticon is this the prison?
Yeah.
With the guard in the center?
Yes.
That's correct.
So it's like 24/7 surveillance.
Right. And you can't see
there's not one part of your space that you cannot be looked at.
Right.
Yeah.
Frustrating. All right. all right, Prisoner of the Skull, from the album Call to Oblivion by Obelisk, Montreal death metal, right? Call it death metal?
We'll call it that.
We'll call it death metal. Here on CJLO 1690.
Oh,
CJLO. That was Prisoner of the Skull from the album Call to Oblivion by Obelisk. How do you feel about the death metal scene in Montreal?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah. Yeah.
You like any, is there any bands that you want to shout out?
Yeah, I mean...
You don't have to shout out anybody. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Okay. I mean, there's been so many great bands that have come out of Montreal, so yeah. it's kind of hard to, you know, right off the bat. But our friend Julian just started a new band called Cathexis, and they're playing with us on Sunday for our release show.
Okay.
They're one of the best bands I've seen in a long time. And
so
I'm,
good.
And I'm not talking just, like, local bands. Like, I really was super impressed by their set, so I'm stoked that they're playing the show with us, and I'm just stoked on that band existing, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to cut you off so quick. Continue with your thoughts about
it. Oh, it's all good. Yeah. I was actually going to shout out
Julius. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, just amazing stuff. I almost cried watching them.
Yeah, oh, really?
So good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely coming to that show.
They're going to make us look like fools. You
know? Yeah.
They're
yeah.
opening the yeah. show, and right. it's like supposed to be about us, but not really.
Yeah.
Is that just the two of you guys at that show?
No. So Pine Tar is also playing.
Okay.
And
they're sick.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Just good, like, noisy sludge stuff. And Feudalizer is also playing.
Such a good band.
Such a good
band. Yeah, they're excellent. Yeah. And
they're playing they're playing this Saturday with Rat Piss and Salem Trials.
Yeah, that's right. At Batimonset.
At Batimonset, yeah. I think I'm going to go check that out for sure. Right.
And the show is on April 12th, Sunday, April 12th.
And where is it again?
At Turbo.
At Sunday, April 12th, Turbo House.
Yeah.
Obelisk, Feudalizer, Pine Tar, and
Cathexis.
All right.
What is this? Where am I, man?
Electric Messiah. Thursdays, 8 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Jesus and Satan's favorite metal show.
Art Matters, North America's largest student-run fine arts festival, is back for its 26th edition. This year's theme is Unstable Grounds, and over the next month, we'll be inviting artists and the Montreal community to consider how we construct foundations upon continually shifting landscapes. On Friday, April 3rd, from 8 p.m. to midnight, come to La Saturania for our closing party, Fault Lines, curated by Malikia Krenkanik and Elliot Roby. Experience a shifting landscape of performance where the lines between floor and stage, sound and sight, audience and performer will blur. Music by Elliot Roby, and for more information, visit artmattersfestival.org.
All right, we're back. We got 10 minutes left, so we have enough time to play Weightless, the sixth and final song on the album. The album's about 25 minutes long. Let's talk about Weightless for a second.
It's also about sleep paralysis.
It's also about sleep paralysis.
So Absolved is more about like sleep paralysis and waking up and having, you know, it's like uplifting and, you know, it kind of ends on like a major feeling. And Weightless is like the opposite, but also the continuation.
Right. Were these songs thought of together?
No, not at all.
They're separate songs.
Separate songs
about sleep.
Yeah.
I do the trilogy where the alien. Yeah.
Yes. I reread the lyrics just to make sure, in case you know, like I got in here and like. You checked me and I didn't
know
my shit.
I have no, yeah. I but, have no lyrics available.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can barely understand what's happening half the time.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In general. But specifically on songs where there's just so much yelling. And I've tried. Black metal songs are the worst for me. I can't hear anything. And they go, it's in French. I didn't know that either. Yeah. back to Waitlist. Just for everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the Electric Messiah radio show, and in studio is Obelisk. We're with John, Sam, and Tristan. And you need to go check them out. Let's just say it one more time before we play the song. April 12th, Sunday, Turbo House.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could go through all the dates if you think we'll have time.
Yeah. We have
time. So we're playing Toronto, April 9th.
What venue?
Seascape.
Cool.
We're doing 3 dates with Truth of All Death from Toronto, who are playing Ear Slaughter this year. We're playing April 9th in Toronto at Seascape, April 10th in Hamilton at Doors, and April 11th in Kitchener at Cafe Pius with our good friend Willa. She put on the show for us. And then the week after, we're hitting the Maritimes with Lobotomite, Sam and I's other band. We're playing Rimouski on the 16th, Halifax on the 17th, Charlottetown on the 18th, and Freddie Beach, Fredericton on the 19th. And to top it all off, the release show in town is at Turbo House with Fertilizer, Pine Tar, and Cathexis. $20. Not turn away for lack of funds. Let's rock. Sorry to cut you off.
No. Keep going. And you should go to all those shows.
And physical tapes available via SO2 Records and Phage Tapes in the U.S. We will have those at some point.
Sweet. And let's get into it. This is the last song on the album, Call to Oblivion by Obelisk. It's called Waitlist here on CJLO 1690.
Yeah.
CJLO 1690. You've been listening to Obelisk, their brand new album, Call to Oblivion. Yeah, little moment right there. And two songs about sleep. Man, do I ever need some sleep.
This record is about you.
This record is, yeah. And what was the other one? Absolve. Yeah, this record's definitely about me. It's really calling to me. Guys, I, in all honesty, this record is dope. It's sick. Use whatever, a book of thesaurus, okay? No, but really, it's really good. I lie to a lot of bands on this show, but I'm not lying to you guys. And I'm just kidding. I don't lie to all those other bands. So we got about, I don't know, 45 seconds left. Do you want to shout out anybody? Jay's got a show next week.
Yeah, Piranha Bar, Thursday, actually. And it's Chemicide with Hate Stinger, Apocalyptic Fear, and Dumbass. And you guys have...
Just wanted to say thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thanks
so much.
And for all
thanks,
homies guys. Listening, free Palestine.
Yeah. Free Palestine.
And I want to say, Nana... I know you're listening. I love you.
CJ Lo. Hi. Up next, we have Key and Ree. Thanks again to Obelisk for coming in, and we'll see you guys Sunday, April 12th at Turbo House.